بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم. الحمد لله. We are on part 13 concerning spiritual discourses, and we are discussing about pride and the solution for pride, humility. Ranks are raised by spending in charity and by forgiving others. Without three traits, the runs Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, wealth does not decrease when spent in charity, but rather it increases. Forgiving the transgressions of others raises a person's rank. If three traits are not within a person, when he dies, he shall enter Jannah. What are these three traits which a person must not have? Well, firstly, pride. Secondly, betrayal. And thirdly, debts. First of all, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning something which is obviously Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned also, that wealth does not decrease when spent in charity. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْءُ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَىٰ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made transaction permissible and has made interest haram. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly stated that charity increases whereas transactions of interest decreases. And this is not logic for a person, not rational for a person who does not have iman. Because as far as he is concerned, when he looks at his books, and when he looks at the accountancy, when he looks at his balance sheet, then if he has got a capital and interest is coming on that capital, at the end of the day, he sees he's got more than the capital, but the extra is interest. And if he's got a capital, and he gives out zakat, he gives out charity, he gives lillah, he gives sadaqah, he helps the needy, the poor, the wayfarer, the one in debt. So one will feel that he started with a certain capital, but now because of his generosity, hospitality, his figure comes down. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that by giving charity, by giving loan, by giving sadaqah, there is blessings in that, there is increase in that. So what we're looking at is something, but the result is something else. That when we give, we get. And the more a person gives, the more he will get. And the more a person holds back, the less he'll get. Here, a few points we must note. Generally, we feel that the wealthy must give charity, which is a completely wrong concept. Man must give charity even if he is so-called making ends meet. Wallah, try it, that even if you're earning little bit or average, give charity. Take out few percent of your salary, of your income, and give it in charity. If you are a person paying zakat, never default. Always do it. Never shirk in giving out zakat, and avoid interest. Give some charity. Don't think so. Charity giving is only meant for the wealthy, the rich, and those who are so-called driving fancy cars and staying in mansions. No, Islam is for everybody. And try it. Give, we will get. Hazrat Rabia Basriya, Rahmatullah Alayha, that once she gave some charity and there was a knock at the door. A person had brought some bread for her. When she kept, she counted it, it was 9. She told, "This cannot be mine. This cannot be mine." He said, "Why? How come this cannot be yours?" He said, "No, it's supposed to be 10. I've given 1, I must receive 10. See how much yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala, conviction in Allah. That because Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has said that when you give 1, I will give you 10 in return. So she's waiting. She said, "No, this definitely cannot be mine. This gift cannot be mine. This must go somewhere else." So the person who brought the gift said, "Definitely it was 10. I ate 1. That's why there is 1 short here." Then she accepted. But so much conviction in the statement of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, there is a lot of money came, according to one narration, 100,000 dirhams came. She began to distribute and distribute it with her attendant helping. Finally, there was nothing except some bread. So she gave that away also. So the attendant told her, "Why are you giving this bread away? This is the only thing that we've got." She said, "No, give it away." And at the time of iftari, there was a knock and from a person who generally does not give a roasted goat and a lot of bread came. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and her told her, "Attendant, see, eat my bread, which is better than yours." So the full yaqeen that charity, this inshallah, will bring goodness, increase. And that interest will come round the neck, and a person who is involved in giving and taking interest willfully will destroy himself or herself. And remember one thing, that most people do not know this, that giving a loan is more rewarding than giving charity. According to one hadith, 80 times more reward you get when you give a loan. According to another hadith, 800 times more reward when you give in loan. After giving the loan, don't stand on the person's head that I want my money. Yes, but be careful. Unfortunately, we are living in a time where there is no honesty. So you must write everything. And the Quran Kareem is telling us, Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us, write. Write things so that there is no dispute. And then if you have to die, then those who are rounding up your estate, they know so-and-so owes the estate so much money. Otherwise, you'll be depriving those who are supposed to inherit by giving loans and not recording them. And this will be unfair on those who are supposed to inherit. You'll be actually not fair and not just. Then when you give the loan, you stipulate that you will get the money back at a certain time and how the person must pay it. However, that if the person cannot pay, then do not be proud and haughty. Have leniency. And if we are lenient, hadith is clear, that if we show mercy onto the public, the people on the earth, Allah Azza wa Jal will show us mercy. Allah will show us mercy. So if we show leniency upon that person who can't pay the debt in time, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be most merciful. Yes, if that person is running and does not want to pay your debt and is in a position to pay your debt, by being in position, you loan someone some money. And that person, whenever you phone, whenever you contact that person, he's disappeared. Gone to the toilet, gone to the bathroom. All his family members are designed, thought that when so-and-so phones, say, I'm gone, not in the office, busy in the meeting. 101 excuses. And that person who is owing, they buy a nice car, buy a new car, buy a flashy car, spending lavishly, extravagant, having big wedding, going for Umrah upon Umrah. Now, that person is guilty. And that person will be held accountable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, wealth does not decrease when spent in charity. Forgiving the transgressions of others raises a person's rank. This, if you forgive, Allah will forgive. And if you forgive a person who has harmed you, Allah will raise your status. Forgiveness is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He forgives, it is stated that Allah will not even want to remember that He forgave. Human beings, that they forgive, but they do not forget. So every effort should be made that you forgive and you try at most to forget, which is very, very difficult to do, but that should be the ultimate goal and that should be the ultimate aim and object, that no matter what this person is doing, remember the person who harms, eventually what goes around comes around. The person who harms and injures others, then circumstances prove that that person eventually he is digging a hole and he himself is going to fall into that hole. People unfortunately think that, no, I can do things. With my pride and arrogance and haughtiness and with my wealth and position and power, with the pomp and glory that I got, that I can harm people because I'm in the position. I'm in a seat of power. Then I can do things. Remember, great, great people were in seat of power and they were turned upside down. Today one man is in power, tomorrow he is down. Today one man is in wealth, tomorrow he is down. We've seen, and you will see it in your time, that people who are in power, tables turn. People who are not wealthy become wealthy. And people who are wealthy, Allah Ta'ala protect everybody. The people who are wealthy, they slowly, sliding scale goes down. Especially when they do not utilize their wealth in proper places. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He takes away when you do not appreciate it. So we must realize a few basic things, that we should not allow pride and arrogance come into the wealth and into our quality of generosity, into our quality of hospitality, into our quality of forgiveness, into our quality of overlooking, into our quality of leniency. We should not let this akhlaq razila, this bad character trait of haughtiness, arrogance, stupidity, and having a chip on the shoulder to interfere with our good qualities. All the time a person should strive that good qualities must come in my heart, that I should be good at all times to all people, irrespective of their rank, position and stand. When we talk to anybody and everybody, we should have a moderate method of talking. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability to understand and practice this simple, beautiful deen. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.